Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. I'm Chris. He is Kerry. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And shortly after this show, our podcast will go up. And if you've missed any of today's show, be sure to check out the podcast. Just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. And be sure to follow, rate, and review the Odd Couple podcast. Again, search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. And of course, tell your family and your friends as well. Also, test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Hour number two on this Trash Talking Tuesday. We are having Trash Talking Tuesday. Kerry, that's when the callers get 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Even me or you. Ooh. Or Rob. Oh. Or whoever. So
everybody's
we just
game.
Sit there and take it. Got if they it. Do it, we just got to take it.
Oh, man. But, I wish I had that warning before I sat down. Then. No, it's all good. All good.
Yeah, we'll come at you. But that's at the bottom of this hour, 877-99 on Fox. You could call in and have your takes ready. We'll also be joined by Joe Varden, who covers the NBA for The Athletic. And he used to cover the Cavs with LeBron James, so we'll have a lot of fun with him at the bottom of this hour. But, Kerry, I want to start with the NFL. Mm-hmm. And I think it's an exciting season overall. But one of the most exciting things is this MVP race, because no one – in my opinion, is really running away with it.
Yeah,
I heard you guys talking earlier about Tyreek Hill, mm-hmm. and he trying to become the first receiver ever to win the MVP award. It's become a quarterback award. I think it should be open to any position.
Right,
but it pretty much is a quarterback award, and the odds right now have Dak Prescott number one and Brock Purdy number two. And it's an exciting race that I think is going to really go down to the last week or two. But Trent Williams, the all-world left tackle, mm-hmm. future Hall of Famer for the San Francisco 49ers, he was talking about his quarterback, Brock Purdy, as far as the MVP race. And here's what he said.
I don't get why people say he's a system quarterback. I got to show you more, because no system quarterback makes tight window throws before they're there, throwing people open, putting the ball into a window and trusting this receiver to get there, layering balls over linebackers who are in good position and still getting the ball over their head, getting it to the playmaker. Just so accurate. You watch a lot of his throws, the accuracy gives them guys a chance to run after the catch. And I don't think he gets enough credit for that. I know, obviously, with him being Mr. Irrelevant. You know, everybody is slow to give him his flowers because then that says, what does that say about a lot of scouting departments? You let a guy like this slip to Mr. Irrelevant pick, you know. So I think a lot of people are slow to give him his props just because of his draft status and where he was drafted. If he was, you know, if he was Zach Wilson, I think we'd probably be, you know, unanimous MVP, the next coming of Aaron Rodgers or somebody like that. But since he's a Mr. Irrelevant pick, you know, and this is, what, almost 2 years of him putting just unbelievable quarterback play on film, and it's still taking guys, you know, saying that, hey, I think it's Debo, I think it's Trent, I think it's, you know, I'm like, yeah, I don't, you know, that's not realistic.
Kerry, look, I think Dak Prescott's having a phenomenal year.
Yep.
And if he, you know, he's starting to face this tough competition. They got some great games Dallas has coming up. And if he gets through these games, like we know they've just beat Philadelphia, of course. Mm-hmm. They beat Seattle before that. And now they got Buffalo, Miami, and Detroit. And if he plays great against them and they win at least two of those three, I mean, if he wins it, fine.
Yeah.
Right now, though, I've got Brock Purdy as my number one. And let me throw a few numbers at you, and then I'll throw it over to you.
Yep.
He leads the league in passer rating. Mm-hmm. By 9 points. Dak, he's got 116.9. Dak is at 107.
Yeah.
He's first in yards per attempt, 9.9. That is the highest yards per attempt, Kerry, in 69 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's slightly ahead of Kurt Warner in 2000 when, you know, the greatest show on turf.
Yep.
He is number one in completion percentage, second in touchdown passes, and third in yards per game. A few other things. He's one of two guys, him and Josh Allen, the only two quarterbacks this year to have a game with the perfect passer rating. Mm-hmm. And he has four of the top 10 passer rating games in the NFL this year. And he and Lamar Jackson are the only quarterbacks with multiple games. He's got four. Lamar has two. Dak has zero in the top 10.
Yeah.
And then in his top three biggest games, Philadelphia, Dallas, and Jacksonville, he had a total of 11 touchdowns, zero interceptions. Mm. And of course, Dak was not good in the head-to-head when they played San Francisco. So I do agree with Trent Williams that if he weren't Mr. Irrelevant, if he were, say, a fourth-round pick or above, or if he were Trey Lance doing this exact same thing, I think he would be the clear-cut favorite right now. Where are you at on Purdy or Dak as MVP right now or somebody else? And what do you think about Purdy? Is it being held against him, like Trent Williams said, that he was the last guy picked in the draft?
I think so right now because he just hasn't done it long enough where if this was – you know, multiple years. This is a year and a half, right? He came in last year in the middle of the season. So we saw what he can do. And obviously we're seeing what he can do right now. And it's been amazing. I think his draft status definitely has something to do with it. But we got to remember that, you know, Tom Brady was a seventh round guy, right? So you can't really solely base it off that. I think it's just – he has to do it for a little bit more time, right? And I think that will kind of take care of itself. But you kind of sold it on me. I mean, after you said all the numbers, I was leaning towards Dak, and I think that's how our society is, right? What have you done for me lately? Right now, like, we live in that world, and I think we live in the world of hot takes and having to make picks a little bit prematurely. But yeah, I mean, I think it is Brock Purdy one at the moment, but I think the beautiful thing about that, and also having beat Dak head-to-head helps. But I think at the end of the day, what's going to really, really settle this debate is who continues to win out and who wins the more games here. Because I think it is pretty close. And I also think that Lamar is in that mix as well. But I think he's a little bit off that tier. But if they go out and win the AFC and don't lose here and he continues to play, he's been playing, he can jump that level. But right now, I'm with you. I think it is Brock Purdy at the moment.
Yeah, I agree. I think Lamar, I think he's a little bit behind
he's a little
those
behind.
Two right now,
yeah,
but
sure.
He definitely could make a push. And I just think that, you know, like we were talking earlier about Tommy DeVito and having tape on a guy. I mean, Purdy's been doing this now for a season and a half.
Yeah.
Guys have tape on him. They know what he likes to do. They know his tendencies, and they still can't stop him. Now, I will say this, because Trent Williams also talked about, we didn't have it on our quote,
yeah,
but whether or not Purdy's a system quarterback, and he says he's not. And I got to be honest, even as they think he may be the MVP, I don't know that he's not a system quarterback or is a system quarterback. I don't know. I mean, I think what's most likely to me right now is he might be a system quarterback, but he might be one that grows into a guy that, you know, can take over and play in any system. I mean, people would probably argue that Tom Brady was started as a system quarterback.
That's what I was about to say.
And they were winning, right?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, Chris. Sorry to interrupt, but it's we put like the system quarterback as being a negative. I don't think that's a negative. I think that's something that we can kind of use as a blanket statement to kind of decipher who guys are and try to put them in boxes. But
right.
At the end of the day, every player is a system player. Now, there's players that have a little bit more freedom in that system, but I think everything starts with the system. If you can't learn the system, you won't be able to play anyway. So I think there's a level of that word that we throw around like it's a bad thing, but it's not a bad thing. This guy starts in a system that's really, really, really good, and he's also making plays that, you know, a lot of people – won't make, because it's you have to be comfortable in it. You got to know what you're doing, but you also have to have a little bit of moxie as a player to make some of those throws, those layer throws that he's making that Trent was talking about. Like that takes some gumption, and I think he has more than that.
Right, I agree. Like system or not, and I think Kurt Warner is another guy that started off in a system. Remember when he – now, he had some injuries, but when he left St. Louis and went to the Giants, I mean, he wasn't very good.
Right.
And then he goes to Arizona and kind of gets back to his old self. But – so I think you can grow – I think Dak even – like, this is really the first year we've seen Dak kind of be the focal point of the Dallas offense and actually win. Like, in the past, when he's put up big numbers – they were coming from behind, so it was a prevent defense. He's rallying them. Or it was like, we got to run the ball first.
Right.
And then Dak can throw it maybe 30 times or less. But this year, he is that guy. But again, I would argue he probably started as a system guy and now has emerged. So I would say that's probably where Dak Brock Purdy is. But to your point, you can't play much better in that system. So I wouldn't hold it against him. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
I mean, I think the one thing with him is that we have seen when the 49ers aren't fully healthy and at their best, he can be a little pedestrian, right? We saw a
right.
game, we
and
saw
that's
a game
where
people
hold against him.
Yep. We saw that one game. And that's only one, right? But that's I think that kind of lends to the negative talk when we talk about system guys.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what people are holding against him. And look, we know Patrick Mahomes is far from a system guy, but he's missing some receivers, I'll tell you that. And we'll get to that next. Keep it locked. It's Chris Broussard. Kerry Rhodes is in for Rob Parker. The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard. He's Kerry Rhodes. He's in for Rob Parker. And we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know Discover Card wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover Card, you've got access 24/7 to customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. Now, Kerry, I saw you bob into this. To me, and look, I may DMX rest in peace. God bless the brother.
Yeah.
I like him. But I don't know, man. He just don't seem to be the Christmas Carol type to me. And it's, I'm not feeling this.
How dare you judge DMX a book by the cover, Christmas. CB?
Hey. No, it ain't even the cover. It's the sound.
Chris, it's aggressive for sure. But it woke me up about my doldrum I had here right now while I'm in the studio right. By myself. So it's good energy. Good energy.
CB, you got to remember, Rudolph had that dog in him, okay?
I guess
Rudolph
so,
the red-nosed reindeer
so.
Had a very shiny nose.
Come on!
Oh, you got a good impersonation, Gary.
Well, I work on this voice. I train it, Chris. I know.
I want to get to, when we got time, maybe at the top of the next hour, because I know you're a renaissance man, yeah. And I mean that. I say that respectfully.
Yep.
So I want to hear some of the things you up to, you know, outside of broadcasting and stuff. We'll get into that.
For sure.
But let's quickly go to the Chiefs. And mm-hmm. Look, Kerry, I think Tom Brady's obviously the GOAT quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback I've ever seen. And I think if, you know, he's got to accomplish more
yeah.
to be able to catch or surpass Brady. But just as far as playing the position, he's the best I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, way down, not in the MVP conversation. And a lot of it, I think, yes, he could play better, but his receivers or lack thereof is glaring.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Chiefs front office is taking him for granted. And like they after they won it last year without Tyreek and only had Juju Smith-Schuster in addition to these other guys that are still on the team, you know, I think they felt like, hey, if we, long as we got Patrick, we can, you know, have anybody at receiver.
Right.
And now I'm looking at the fact that DeAndre Hopkins wanted to go there, wanted to, and they didn't even attempt to sign him. And so I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year. I'm not writing them off because their defense is great and you still have Mahomes and Kelce.
Yeah.
But I think they made a huge mistake by not strengthening that receiver core, particularly with DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, I think when you have somebody like that out there, knowing that you have a little bit of a talent gap at the receiver position where, you know, where it's been in the past, right? So,
yep.
I mean, you definitely made a mistake there. But I think when you have those high-level quarterbacks like a Patrick Mahomes, like an Aaron Rodgers, like a, you know, like a Tom Brady, right? When you have those guys, you expect those guys to elevate the talent around them. And I think that's what they were going into the season predicting. But again, I think you got to do everything you can as a front office to bring in talent. And I think we're starting to see that. I mean, those anomalies of those Brady years when he was getting to the Super Bowl and having those type of years with, you know, Deion Branch being his number one receiver, right, which is one of my, you know, one of my good friends, a Louisville guy. Obviously, I'm not talking about him not being a good player. He was. He's the MVP of the Super Bowl. But, you know, he wasn't a top-tier guy, a number one guy that you would normally bank on. So you would see Tom Brady elevate those guys. So if Patrick Mahomes is on that level, you would expect him to do the same. So I think that's where they stand. I don't think he's having a down year. I think he's playing well. I just think he's had some, you know, some unfortunate things happen as the season's gone on.
Well, you brought up the great point because, again, it's almost like he's competing with Brady. Like, that's the guy he's really competing with. He's won two Super Bowls already. As good as Burrow and Josh Allen and Lamar and these guys are, right now he's kind of on the level by himself. And Brady did elevate, whether it was Deion Branch, Troy Brown.
Kevin Falk.
Yes, like Kevin Falk. I mean, he had guys that were not David Givens. Yeah. Like you said, weren't even Pro Bowlers for the most part and was able to win Super Bowls. Do you think, I mean, if this were to continue with Mahomes, I have to admit, I would think that would be kind of a notch. If you're looking at comparing the two, that would probably be a notch in Brady's belt.
Yeah.
That if Mahomes can't elevate these guys, it's, you know, maybe not this year, but going forward.
Yeah, that'll be the conversation, right? If you're starting to be put in the same sentence as the GOAT, then we gotta base our analysis off of you, and compare it to him, right? I mean, I think that's fair. And again, we're talking about somebody. They're still, they're 8-5, I think. I mean, they're not like out of it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And still has a chance to do what they need to do. But I don't think that they're at this moment the same team or a team that's even, you know, I mean, I think the favorite right now is Baltimore, and I think that's where it is. I know I'm a little biased there, but I also think their play has warranted that, right? So I think we'll see. And the beautiful part about the season, we get to play it out and see how it lands. But he has to step up, and he can't start to get frustrated. And I think the frustration's starting to show a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's what that was. Now, and here's what I thought. We saw him, obviously, you're referring to him going off on the refs Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he even came out and apologized for that. I think, Kerry, now I don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't seem like the guy to get on his receivers like that.
Yeah.
And I in the press conferences, I think he's right to take the hits, right? With MVS dropping that pass, he said, I could have thrown it a foot shorter. And, you know, I mean, he put it right there in his breadbasket, right? But, I mean, I like him taking the hits publicly. But I do think, Kerry, behind the scenes, I think at practice, he could go into the receiver's room during film, whatever. I think he needs to jump on these receivers and hold them to a higher standard. Like, I think he has the pedigree to do it, and I would believe that every receiver on that team just wants to please Patrick Mahomes. And so we work with Coach Eric Mangini.
Yeah.
He says all the time, Brady would do that. Brady would, like, if you weren't working hard or holding up to your end of the bargain, he was going to, you know, you weren't going to see the ball. And he was going to let you know it. And I actually think Eric Bieniemy was that guy in the past with you, Kerry.
That's true.
And now Andy Reid isn't like that. Mahomes probably isn't like that. Do you think as a player, would it, if Mahomes jumped on them and, you know, just start holding them to a higher standard, like, look, this is, we got to be better.
Yeah.
We got a chance to do something special. And we got to work harder. You know, would that, do you think that would help the receivers, or that would maybe turn them off and they would go into a shell or anything?
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think the counterpoint of that is what you just said. Like, we don't know how they're built, right? So we're not in that locker room. Some guys like tough coaching. I was a guy that liked tough coaching. I like a coach to tell me exactly what I need to do. Doesn't matter how it's even presented to me, if it's accurate, if it's correct, right? So I think as a pro, you start to, you know, if you're not living up to your end of the bargain, you got to look yourself in the mirror and figure it out, right? And if you have leaders, you have head coaches, you have guys, an offensive coordinator and Eric Bieniemy that's holding you accountable and you respect them, then you are going to play a little bit better. But some guys, it's the opposite. They do go in the shell. So we don't know what type of guys they have. So I, to answer that question, him stepping up and doing that, will it help them? In some cases, yes. In other cases, no. So you have to know the personnel. And I think
what they are.
Exactly.
Right.
And I think that's right. The key.
All right, we got Joe Vardon, covers the NBA for The Athletic, around the corner.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Our next guest is a friend of the show, does a fantastic job covering the NBA for The Athletic. Also a fellow Northeast Ohioner, my man Joe Vardon. Joe, what is up, man?
So, Chris, I've been thinking about this. Because, like, you and I have both moved on from our original NBA jobs,
yes.
Are we allowed to call the Cavs our Cavs? Is that kosher or no?
Yeah, that was your first. That was your first team you covered, right?
You know, I was telling my wife like before coming on tonight, like, she's like, "Who are you going on with?" I'm like, "Oh, you know, Chris Broussard. You know him. You know, he worked at." And I named all the places that you worked at, like you know, the plane dealer. Did you work at the Beacon?
Yeah, I actually covered the Cavs for the Beacon. Yeah.
So Akron Beacon Journal, plane dealer. New York Times. So maybe at some point I'll be some big time radio show host because we, you know, I basically follow in your footsteps.
Nah, man. Hey, you are doing great, and there's no question about that. And yeah, I guess we can call them our Cavs because you're right. That's where both of us cut our teeth. We got Kerry Rhodes in, former NFL star for Rob Parker, so you don't have to deal with Rob tonight, so that's a good thing.
What's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing fine. Good to talk to you.
All right, Joe, quick, let's start here with the Lakers. I got a simple question, and you covered LeBron just like I did. How in the world is he doing this at 38, about to be 39 years old?
Oh, man. I guess, I don't know. It's never been done before.
Right.
I mean, we have to acknowledge that. And, you know, he does have nights where he moves a little slow. There are nights where he's not as attentive on defense. He's missed 110 games, I think, over the last 5 years. So more than a season's worth. So all the signs of aging, like, are in there, but they're like, sort of baked so deep into the dough that, like, they can be hard to see. And what we saw in the in-season tournament was nothing short of breathtaking. The way that he blew by Zion like time and again in the semifinals and then controlling the game the way he did. I mean, I know AD had the best numbers in the final there against the Pacers, but LeBron was awesome in that game too. So you know, it is a marvel. It's a modern marvel for sure. And he's I still think that he and the Lakers are appointment viewing because of that.
Yep.
Well, we have I think this year in the West, I mean, and it's been that way for the past few years, but I think there's a log jam at the top there. I think there's four or five teams that really think they have a shot to represent the West in the finals, in the NBA finals. Which of those upper echelon teams in the West do you think have a chance to make it to the finals?
Okay, I mean, I'm with you, and I'm with sort of the prognosticators that it's kind of a jumbled mess right now. You like Denver just because they have the experience. It is very difficult to repeat, but their starting five is probably the best in the league. I mean, statistically, it was last year, and they brought all five of them back, so you love them. And then you wonder about the Timberwolves. Like we all kind of wondered if they would be really good this year, and that Anthony Edwards would have that breakout year after what he did with Team USA, and that has been the case in through the first quarter of the year. But there's still three quarters left, and the Timberwolves have never done it wire to wire before. And then after that, I think it just gets really messy in a hurry. Like, right. You know, like, yeah, like, is Kyrie?
Yeah.
you know, the Kyrie Luka pairing in Denver, great start, like kind of a hiccup lately. You know, both LA teams, you know, mm-hmm. have been really good at times and also like really shaky at times. The Warriors are a mess right now. I mean, we haven't talked about the Kings. You know, I actually really like them because they had a little bit of success last year and they brought everybody back. They're really good and they seem like they're better than they were a year ago. So, you know, maybe we should talk more about the Kings.
What about OKC, Joe? Throw OKC in that mix as well. I know they're young.
They're good.
That's six. Yeah. My goodness.
Nah, the West is crazy, no doubt about it. And let me – and you hate to go here. It's kind of like Belichick, right, in the NFL. But I'm watching the Spurs, and I love Victor Wembanyama. Mm-hmm. I think he is going to be everything everybody was saying he's going to be. But I got to be honest. I don't think Popovich is doing that great of a job with that team. What if they lost like 17, 18 straight or something like that?
Yeah.
What do you see from them? And nobody expected them to be a great team or even a playoff team. But nobody also expected them to be this bad. Joe, what are you seeing from them? And more importantly, are you is there scuttlebutt around the league? Are people saying, man, talking whether it's about Popovich or that team or like, what are you hearing?
Okay. So this goes that, like, I was at their first game and I've seen them in person two or three times. And then, you know, at least for a while until they just really fell off the cliff there, they were appointment viewing on League
Pass. They were playing well. Them, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've seen them enough. And it goes back to what I saw that very first night at home against the Mavericks. It was noticeable that Wemby's teammates don't appreciate playing with him.
Thank you. Now, hold on. Let me quickly get clarification. I don't think they look for him any more than they look for anybody else on that team.
Yeah.
So when you say don't appreciate it, do you mean they're not like looking for him like you would normally look for a star, or that they actually like attitudinally, like there's an attitude there they don't appreciate, you know, him getting all the publicity? Which one, or is it both?
Listen, if I was at the control board, I'd be doing the sound effect for the bell, because you got it, like, you just got it exactly correct. Like, that's exactly what I mean. I mean both things. They do not look for him. There have been multiple games, including multiple games where I've been in attendance, where Popovich had to order the rest of the Spurs, to begin running things through Victor later in a game.
Okay.
So that's the first thing. But then beyond that, I don't know if it's a jealousy factor or if they just there's a number of young players on that team, and I don't know if they resent the star power that Victor has, like having not come from here, and you know, he didn't do any, like he never played college, all that stuff. But there's more to it. Like I think there's a reason they don't look for him, even though he's wide open. Right. And they don't throw him lobs when he's so tall and can jump so high, nobody else is going to catch him. Like, I think they would prefer, unless they are forced otherwise, to prove that they are worthy of the attention that he gets. And I think, you know, that has been a huge battle down there to figure that out. I was concerned, I have to say, since you brought it up, you guys brought this up. You know, the night before Thanksgiving, the Spurs had a home game against the Los Angeles Clippers, of all teams. And Kawhi Leonard was at the foul line, and Coach Popovich, you know, went to the scorers table and grabbed the microphone while Kawhi had the ball in his hand.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And scolded the home crowd not to boo, which is like we can get into a whole discussion about the, you know, how improper that is to tell, you know,
right,
peaceful fans who are not saying anything that they shouldn't be saying,
right,
like how they're going to act with the money that they spent.
I didn't like it at all. I'm with you.
I didn't like it at all, but the etiquette, like that was during a game while a player is at the free throw line. Like, that should have been a suspension or a fine or something like that. Like that is absolutely against the spirit of any kind of flow of game.
Yep.
And there should have been something there. And so I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm not going to analyze Greg Popovich. You know, obviously the five titles speak for themselves and all that he's done in his career. But, you know, I don't think that it's been a good year for anybody down there. I think that's the easiest way to say it.
Yeah, Joe, but I think it's fair to critique him. I think he's won five championships. That's great, but that's in the past. What is he doing now? He just signed a new contract to be there and to coach that team to win. It doesn't seem like he's doing enough because with Wimby, right, I don't know if, and I know we don't know. We don't know where he's going to play. Where does he fit on the court? And so it just seems like he's roaming around. He's scoring 20 points a game off scraps, and we don't know.
Yeah.
Obviously, we see his potential, but we're going to have to figure out here what his role is going to be. And I think as Popovich, somebody as seasoned as he is, he can demand them to get him the ball. So I don't know what the whole dynamic of that is.
Yeah. I do think, in thinking this through really quick, I feel like Greg has decided. I think he knows what kind of personalities he has on this team, and I almost think that he has decided that it would be better for them to learn themselves that they're not good enough to have the roles that they think they should have. I think if he were to order that, the resentment may never leave. I think that's the way they've gone here.
That's a good point.
That makes sense. That's our man, Joe Varden, covers the NBA for The Athletic. Joe, thanks for joining us, man. Keep up the great work.
Oh, it was a great time. Anytime. You know that, Chris.
Yep. And happy holidays, man, to you and your family.
Same to you, and same to you, Kerry.
Appreciate you, Joe. Thank you.
All right. It's Trash Talking Tuesday. You can trash anyone or anything in the world of sports 30 to 40 seconds to do so. Hit us up at 877-996-6369. You can even trash Kerry Rhodes if you like.
Wow.
Or me, too. But
don't throw me out there first, Chris.
Radio.
Take out the papers and the trash. Oh, man, now that's some good trash talking.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Kerry Rhodes. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you like using debit over credit, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases, no fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, Kerry, you do the honors of welcoming in the callers.
Yes, we have Mark, and I think he has a little rant here about Kevin O'Connell, but we're going to let him go out and do his thing. Mark, you're on the Odd Couple.
KOC, you are in a division that is not going to the Super Bowl. We know this, okay? So what do? You let Josh Dobbs play to almost the end of the game because you felt you owed it to him. This isn't grade school, baby. This is the Super Bowl. This ain't Detroit, man.
All right, Kevin O'Connell, I guess he gets the brunt of his trash talk. Okay, that's all good.
Yeah, he was upset about Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah.
Sticking with Dobbs. Dobbs had some fun moments there. He had to give him a little time, you know.
He did. He had his 15 minutes. He had his 15 minutes.
Absolutely. So we're going to move on to the next caller. We got Sean from Sacramento, and I'm not going to say what he's angry about. I'm going to let him have the floor. Go ahead, Sean.
Yo, Uncle Chris from my other mother. And shout out Kerry Rose and Brandon Trooper for stepping in. Hey, I don't know how many vacation days Rob and Rob G got, but, man, it's got to be out of hand at this point in the year. But I'm really giving you all a double dose of trash. First, Patrick Mahomes whining and crying. That was offside. You can't just be manipulating the game like that. I'm tired of hearing that when the game before, they called roughing the passer when you were way still in bounds and they have the right to tackle you. You can't have it both ways, Patrick. And I'm going to also track Shohei Ohtani. Deferring that many millions of dollars in this day and age when inflation is out of hand with no percentage interest gain? Who's doing this guy's contract? All Rob Parker ever says is how great these baseball contracts, making money hand over fist. And what does he do? Sign a Patrick Mahomes team-friendly deal where he won't see a dime until 7 years in. Rob Parker, you got some splaining to do.
All right, that's Sean. Kerry, as a former athlete, what do you think about that contract Shohei Ohtani signed?
I mean, obviously, it's he's taking the tax break here, and he's
right.
Trying.
That's what it seems like,
and just trying to defer money. I mean, at the end of the day, also, I mean, he's a single guy. It seems like he's really focused on baseball, and I think he's doesn't need that much to be happy. It seems. So
well,
I think it's a combination.
He also makes a ton of money, tens of millions of dollars from endorsements.
Sure.
Year.
Yeah. I think it's more about deferring for the tax break there.
I got to be honest, and I don't know that you can even do it in the NFL and NBA, but I think the idea of athletes deferring money till after they retire, if you could do it, I think that'd be smart. Now I think what's startling about his situation is the amount he's deferring.
Yeah, it's
right?
A lot.
Right? Like, that's why I'm like, my gosh. I mean, are you taking anything home?
Right.
But if I was making, say, $20 million a year, and you, if I wanted to defer $5 or $10 million of that, right, to when I retire, and then, you know, maybe you get do that for 10 years after you retire, like, I don't think that's a bad idea for athletes.
Yeah, it's a lot
or
of
anybody.
It's a lot of money, though. And then, and I mean, what is it? It's like, is it 10 years, what's it?
His deal, $700 million.
Yeah, I know,
and
I know that.
$680 million of it, Yeah, that's a ton of money to defer.
That's
and I mean, that's money you could invest in.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like you said, though, it's smart. If he's going to be avoiding the taxes of California and all that, then that's going to be smart, if indeed that's what he's able to do.
Right.
All right, we got 1 hour left here. The Odd Couple, Kerry Rhodes is in for Rob Parker. We got some NBA talk coming up, and I know Kerry's been dying to get into that, so keep it locked.
Yes,
Fox
sir.
Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.